At the start of the current school year, the Central Valley School District celebrated the opening of four new or renovated elementary schools. It opened another grade school last month and expects one more elementary school to be finished this spring. All were financed by a bond issue approved by voters in 2015. That allowed the district to catch up with a growing enrollment in the earlier grades and replace old infrastructure. With those projects mostly done, Superintendent Ben Small says the district is now asking voters for $130 million for a round of new projects. The tax rate will be the same as the previous bond.
This bond will have three projects on it, a new comprehensive high school in our district. It'll have a new middle school to account for. Those two projects really account for growth.
The new high school would be the district's third. Its site would be 16th and Henry. The building would add room for another 1,600 students. The new middle school, to be built in the Toledo Station area in Liberty Lake, would add room for another 600 students. The third project would renovate Horizon Middle School in the South Valley. It was built 37 years ago. The principal is Jesse Hart.
The biggest issue that we have is the infrastructure, heating, HVAC, plumbing, all those things that are behind the scenes, electrical, everything in the walls and buried.
And the air conditioning doesn't work. Sometimes the furnace is bulky too, and the school can be cold in the winter. The bond would allow the district to replace much of a worn-out physical plant. Small and Hart say Horizon was built at a time when the open classroom concept was the thing. Many rooms are separated only by sliding panels.
So the intention, I think, in this design was, again, the notion of pods of teachers, especially at grade level.
Flexibility, you can open it up, do some team teaching, get your kids together.
But as you can tell, at least in this classroom, it's loud. Next door is a room where the drama students meet. When they're rehearsing a play, the students here say it's hard to concentrate on what they're doing. Horizon was built into a hillside. Many of its rooms, including this one, have no windows. Superintendent Ben Small says the plan for a renovated Horizon school would add windows wherever possible.
What I've seen in our other buildings that have been remodeled is really an environment that enhances learning instead of one that detracts from it. And so when you walk into a classroom and kids can be comfortable in their environment, they're ready to learn at a quicker pace.
One other amenity for the students, bigger lockers.
I don't know if you ever had your own kids in school, but these lockers are very small, not really user-friendly, and they're all made the same size, and our sixth graders, who are about this tall, might have a cubby up here that they can't reach and use. So.
Central Valley's 2015 bond issue was approved after several years of failed ballot measures. And so in that bond, the district had plenty to work on and catch up. It built about a dozen new and renovated schools. Ben Small says all of the projects were finished on time and often under budget.
When we passed this bond, we committed to doing certain things. We have lived up to every one of those.
The district is even building two new schools with money it saved and used to leverage extra money from the state. They are North Pines Middle School and Riverbend Elementary School, both of which will open next fall.
We feel that we've managed this money, our money that our taxpayers have given to us, in a way that builds trust. And I think that our taxpayers can now look at us and say there's a track record of the Central Valley School District delivering on its promise. And then some, and more than that.
By state law, the Central Valley bond issue needs a 60% affirmative vote to pass and also needs a certain number of votes to be validated. The district's accompanying maintenance and operations levy needs only a majority vote. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.